hello, hello. Welcome to Life with the Girlfriends with Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, Julie Marie.
Hi, Christine Marie. Yes, we share the same middle name because you were not very creative in getting my middle name.
No, I wanted you to have my middle name.
Which was also my dad's mom's name. So it kind of covered a lot of bases.
Covered all the bases.
All the bases, exactly.
I'm sad today.
Why are you sad today?
Well, I just heard another genital reveal party person died.
Oh, my gosh.
These dads are dropping like flies.
Yes.
What happens is, everybody, is that they have these big, extravagant genital reveal parties. Some people hire planes or they fly planes over with banners that reveal the sex of the baby.
Yes.
And then they crash.
Yes.
This one was an explosion. I think he wanted to, he had hired a rented a cannon, and it was supposed to shoot out, like, I think either pink or blue smoke. It was blue smoke, but it also just blew the cannon all to hell. And
they're not making cans like they used to, I don't think.
The rent-a-guy.
Yeah, the rent-a-guy. I just don't know if they're making them like they used to.
They just, I don't know, Jill, but it's just so sad. I don't even know how many this year have bit the dust.
Quite a few. We've been hearing tons of stories about these gender reveal parties.
Oh, genital reveal parties.
Of course, excuse me, genital reveal parties. Yeah. Because everyone cares about your kids' genitals. I thought we were in a world where that was not.
Wouldn't it be funny if it came out pink and blue smoke?
Yeah. Or like just gray. We're nondescript here. We do not. I mean, I just thought you couldn't even discuss these things.
Yeah.
Which I'm in some ways, I think it's a pushback, don't you? It's from the pushback for the woke.
Oh, maybe.
I don't know. I mean, like, really? Or is it the Instagram world where we need so much content to put on our page? And it's like, dude, I wake up, I make myself breakfast, I go to work, I listen to podcasts, I play with my dog, I love my family, I come home, I work out, and I go to bed. It's the same, and I do the next day over again.
Groundhog Day.
Yeah, Groundhog Day. So are we trying to create new and exciting pictures for, you know?
Oh, maybe so.
For Instagram?
Yeah, maybe so. It just seems like, you know how when they have a new pope?
Yes.
Well, and, you know, like, let's say they vote. And the vote doesn't come out right.
Right.
They put black smoke out the chimney.
Like, right.
Everybody goes, oh, no.
No, not
black
again.
Smoke.
Oh, no. The folks couldn't decide.
And then they have another vote after who knows what god-awful thing they're talking about.
Yeah.
Whose reputation and whatever. And then another.
Can we control this guy?
Yeah. Black smoke comes out.
Yeah.
And finally after 2-3 months, who knows, everybody's waiting in Vatican Square, puff of white smoke comes out. Everybody's happy. We have a new pope. That's what we should shoot out the cannons.
Yes.
White smoke.
Hey, a baby.
Just a baby.
Well, here's the deal.
Just a baby.
If I'm not mistaken, these gender reveal parties are not for the guests. It's for the parents. The parents don't know the gender. And somebody is in charge then. They like, okay, so we want it to be a gender reveal party. Or excuse me, as Mama says it, genital reveal party.
Right.
And wouldn't it be funny, though, if, like, instead of it being blue smoke, like, all these little candy penises come out. And it's like, oh,
that'd
my God, I got a penis.
That'd be great.
Or, like,
if the smoke came out in the shape of an actual penis with two.
Or, like, everybody got, oh, my God, I think I have my Amazon product of the year.
What is it?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Please, nobody take this idea. I think it's brilliant.
What is it?
Okay, so you know how you have those bubble things where you dip it into the bubble, the solution, the soap, and you blow out?
Yes.
And wouldn't it be funny if it was, like, if you blew on it and it came out as a shape of a penis or a vagina? And now that I'm thinking about it, it would be pretty obvious because as you took the stick out of the solution, it would be the shape of a penis or a vagina.
Or you could just have pink solution or blue solution as well.
There you go, too.
Yeah.
Or I mean, or like this idea that you can just have like gray balloons, just gray balloons.
Okay.
And then you keep and you pop it, and it's either filled with penises or filled with vaginas.
Yeah, but how, Julie?
What?
I mean, it's easy to imagine penis-filled balloons, but I can't imagine vagina-filled. What are you going to put in there?
Well, okay.
I know.
Tell me.
Little tiny tacos.
Yes, that's brilliant. That's brilliant. Of course. I remember years ago, years and years and years ago, literally a lifetime ago, I worked at the Jewel Bakery. Loved that job because it was kind of fun.
It was a great job.
And
you were
I got paid good money.
But you could not do that nowadays because you were hired as an underage minor.
Yes, which you told me to do. You said to me, lie about your age. They'll never check. I'm like, I'm still in high school. You're like, no. Just lie about your age. They'll never check.
Because you know why? I had such great faith in you because you were a baker.
I know.
From the time you were in fourth grade, you baked your first cheesecake.
I know, but you didn't get it. It wasn't my ability that mattered. It was the fact that I had to deal with insurance issues and working with heavy equipment like greasers and
yeah.
I didn't want a 16-year-old doing that. But you're like, of course my daughter can do it. How dare you say no?
I think you were 15 even.
No, I was at least 16.
Were
I had a drive to work, which wouldn't have mattered to you anyway
because
you were like, you're 15, you can drive.
I think you guys were driving at 10 or 11.
Oh, of course. You know, I look back and I think to myself, oh, no wonder I just have mild form of anxiety. Always afraid I'm going to get caught with something. Like, what am I doing wrong?
Back to the genital reveal party.
Thank you. Yeah, enough about our past. But, you know, I do wonder, I like, what is the big dealio about this? Except that we are to the point now we're trying to create more reasons to celebrate, I guess.
I don't know. Honey, I don't really know if that's the reason.
Or is it the reason, or is it really a marketing scheme, such as...
I think it's sort of like that.
Yeah, the Joneses, keeping the Joneses, the marketing scheme. Like, the only people who had to spend 2 months' salary on a diamond ring for your engagement ring.
Yeah.
It was
now it's
Jared's.
Probably more than that.
Well, no, I mean, it's Jared's. They're the one I told you. No, they don't do that anymore.
They don't?
No, they don't tell you how much.
Probably more.
Well, I mean, no, because people... It's
up to them.
Well, I mean, people probably make about, $5,000, spend $10,000 on a ring.
Yeah.
Most people wouldn't spend $10,000 on a ring.
Yeah.
So...
That's a lot. Well, I think... Okay, so... Okay, you hear that little girls dream about their weddings from the time they're little, and so they want it to be a big deal.
Yeah.
And sometimes they want a wedding so bad they don't really care who the guy is that's saying I do to them because it may take two or three times before you find the right one. You have to keep upgrading and then you got to keep upgrading.
Divorce well.
That's right.
Upgrade.
I mean, I've seen those women that divorce well.
Yeah.
They're just
You're
awesome.
Very jealous about that. Yeah.
I just like go, oh man, you divorced well.
Oh, man.
Damn you. I'm still with the same guy.
What's wrong with me?
Although I did get hit on in polo today.
Oh, did you? Good for you.
Yeah.
Congratulations. You do have a cute picture.
Yeah, but...
Your avatar is adorable.
I know it is, isn't it?
Yeah, it is adorable. Okay.
But, so, anyway, but I think about the little girls thinking about wanting to have a wedding, and they want the dress, they want the whole nine yards. I think similar when you finally get pregnant... In a good way.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means, but
you want that.
I want everybody to see that this is whatever.
Right.
Pink or blue.
Yeah.
It's like a thing, and also to maybe the fathers who are the ones that truly get the worst brunt of the, they get blown up and they die and all these reckless ways. But maybe the fathers feel like, hey, I'm going through some pain too.
Yeah. God, we have to it's I'm changing as well. I'll have to step up my game too. It's not just the woman that has to carry the baby for 9 months. I have to carry the stress of it. Oh my gosh.
Or I'm loading the cannon up.
But you know what the original genital reveal party was? Do you know what they called it?
Adam and Eve?
No, they call it the birthday. That's when the baby came out.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a boy.
They had to wait if it came out the head.
Yeah, they had to wait.
The shoulders.
It's coming.
Navel. Like, we don't know yet.
Penis.
It's a girl.
A vagina.
Oh, damn.
And then the guy would have the cigars.
Yeah.
Which it all just seems ridiculous because that idea.
The guy would be pacing in the hallway.
Yes. You know.
Had a little flask of bourbon or something.
And I know why we do that. I know why we're
talking
about celebration.
We're kind of talking about Mad Men now.
Well, we're talking about celebration because the next 18 years of your life, it is a thankless, selfless job being a parent. Truly, for the first 2 months, you're not sleeping because your baby is going to require everything from you.
Yeah.
If you do it right or decent enough.
Yeah. It's interesting. I heard I can't remember who was talking about this. But they were saying, how are you raising your child?
Mm.
And then the person went, well, what do you mean by that? Well, there's just two ways to raise your kid nowadays.
It's
either parent-centric or child-centric.
Ooh.
And, of course, we're hoping that you're raising your children. I think it was maybe on a Christian channel.
Oh, okay.
And we hope that you're raising your children parent-centric.
Oh.
So that they know that they have to, that you are the lead, the head of the family.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that they don't, that they, it's not them, you know.
Yeah.
But I guess 50-50, you know.
I think it could be both. I think that definitely can be a parent-centric because they pay the bills.
Would you say that you were raised in a child-centric or a parent-centric home?
I would think that it was parent-led, child-supported.
What does that mean?
I don't know. We always felt like we were just a group. It was our family.
That must be the third way.
Yeah, which is, hey, you're getting through. And you know what? Here's the difference. We didn't have the luxury to figure out if it was parent-centric or child-centric.
Yeah.
You know, it's like...
We were just hoping that...
We'd survive.
We keep the roof over our heads.
Keep the roof over our heads. Everybody's loving each other.
House.
We had them. Keep the ghosts out of the house.
Yeah.
Perform the exorcisms. I mean, you guys are busy.
We performed exorcism and baptisms.
Of course we did.
In the house.
I mean, you gave us a colorful childhood, adulthood. It was lovely. I had a thought, too, and I can't remember it now as a good thought, but that's okay.
Mm. Mm,
dang it. It was perfect, too. Oh, well.
Maybe it'll come back to you.
Maybe. Girlfriend. I doubt it. Yeah. I doubt it.
Well, I have another thing that I'm not necessarily sad about this issue, but I don't know. Here's my thought. You know, I had this. So we sadly lost our lawnmower guy this summer.
Mm-hmm. Right.
He's said, I don't know how many years.
Right.
10, 15 years he's been doing it. But he got a job working on cell towers in the summer. So
right.
He's given up his lawn mowing service. Mm-hmm. He said he'd come and mow ours. But we just went, nah, dude, you know.
No worries. I had to chase him down, too. Go ahead.
Yeah, no worries. But right across the street from our complex, a new family moved in. Excuse me. And they seem that they have a big, they got probably about 5 or 10 acres there.
Mm-hmm.
And they have a nice big Cape Cod. And I'm going to give him a plug. It's called Straight Cut. And he has Straight Cut on about 2 or 3 of his trailers.
Yes. Straight Cut could be a hair salon.
Yeah.
Or a lawn service.
It could be a lawn service.
Or...
You wouldn't have trailers.
A Brazilian designer.
And you wouldn't have big trailers.
Well, during COVID, maybe you come to people's homes and maybe walk into the trailer.
Or you walk into the trailer and get your wax or whatever. But anyway, so we called the number. Mm-hmm. And, we've seen the family out in the yard.
Yes.
And the kids dress, the moms, they're Mennonites.
Yes.
Okay, so the mom wears the little that little cap on the top of her head.
Yes.
And the kids dressed like little, you know, little...
Slightly Amish.
Amish people, yes. Yeah. So, you know, we thought, that is so cool. And my friend, my really, really close friend of about 30 years, she was a Mennonite. And so, you know, I spoke with her and I said, hey, what do you think about, you know, Mennonites and lawn service? And she went, oh, you'll get the best lawn. They just, she goes, anyway, she's a fallen Mennonite.
Yes, a fallen Mennonite.
That's what she calls herself.
Yes.
But she has a Mennonite golf, she has a Mennonite lawn service. And she said, oh, my God, there are such hard workers. The mom comes out in her dress with the apron, yes, and the little hat. Mm-hmm. And she's pulling weeds and the husband's,
yeah,
doing this.
Yeah, so sweet.
She goes, oh, you'll just, she goes, but make sure that you communicate well, because they will do everything you say, but you just have to communicate it. And so I had high, mm-hmm, high expectations.
Yes.
When this guy came out.
Which is like the worst thing you're told to do. You should never have high expectations, right?
Yeah. Now, see, now that's like, you know, I know what you mean, though. But I did.
Yes.
And so I had these high expectations, like, oh, my God, this guy's right, coming out 6 p.m.
Right.
Our new, this could be possibly our new guy for the next 15 years.
Yes, exactly.
Straight cut, you know? Yeah. And he comes out, and I had you, and you were extremely,
yes,
friendly to him. Mm-hmm. And he was very flat.
Very flat.
Not unfriendly.
Well, no. And
just flat.
And the gentleman looked like he had not had a high fructose corn syrup or polysaturated fat. You know, he looked very slight dude.
Yeah. Very slight. Very hungry.
Yes.
But anyway, so we showed him our lawn.
Yes.
And he came back $20 higher than,
course,
what we,
yes,
were normally to pay. Excuse me. But that's okay, because, mm-hmm, we've been paying this guy the same.
Right.
All, you know, years and years. So then a week later, he comes out and does our first service.
Yes.
And he stopped, he knocked on the door. I'm like, oh my God, he's knocking on the door. And he's like whining.
Yes.
Whining. Your trees, when I go under your trees, I kind of get hit by the branches. Yes. You should cut your branches. Mm-hmm. And you went like, what, like 5 feet?
Yeah.
Well, like kind of, I guess that would be okay. And also, you know, I did blow leaves for you, mm-hmm, but you have an awful lot of leaves. And I think that's going to be, I'm not going to do as many next time.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And it was just like complain, complain, complain.
Right.
I was so disappointed.
Yes. He
overpromised.
I mean,
my friend overpromised.
Yeah, he overpromised as well.
Yeah, he did. He said, he goes, here is my motto. I mow, I blow, and I
trim.
Yeah,
he couldn't figure out the third one to manage rhyme it. No, here's the thing, too. He had his lines mastered, which was the first thing you did when he saw, he comes out and goes, you know, I don't look much like a salesman. I look more like a working man. I'm like, dude, you're just wearing jeans and a shirt. I'm in my tracksuit here.
You know,
okay,
but here's the thing: we should have known something. The
Why?
First time we called,
yes,
we called on a Sunday.
Yes,
and it was a Sunday evening. And you know, really, if you're in business for yourself like we are, your week doesn't start on Monday.
Yes,
it starts on Sunday evening. Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that.
Everybody knows that you plan your week.
Right.
Not on Monday.
Right.
But on Sunday. And so we called, and he picks up.
Yeah.
But I think maybe prior to that, you might
so
have
So I had called twice. I had called once with a message on Sunday.
Right.
But see, here's the thing. I'm needing my lawn mowed. And I'm on a hunt for a new one, and I either get a hold of somebody or I go to the next one.
Right.
And I give people two times.
Yeah, because that's who we are.
Right. I'll give you two shots. But I'm not going to wait around for people.
No.
So I get a message.
Right.
Yeah, in his phone message, he said, this is so-and-so with, you know, I'll return your call as soon as I can. Wonderful. I know guys who work from home. Guess what? They really don't return your call when they can.
Right.
Everybody's just doing their business.
Yeah.
I always say a B minus most of the time.
I think everybody is about a B minus.
Yeah.
I
so
agree.
If you get a hold of somebody, you get your job done.
Right.
If you don't get a hold of them, they'll
move
call
on
you.
To the next.
Yes. They'll call you when they can.
Right.
Now, but then I called him a second time because I waited for 5 or 6 hours. I'm like, I'll just see if he's home.
Right.
And then he calls and he picks up, goes, did you call earlier? He goes, yes. He goes, oh, I'll give you a call back. I just don't do work on Sundays.
I don't do any business on Sundays.
I don't take care of any business on Sundays. Mm-hmm. And I go, no problem, sir. You have a great day. And I hung up. But he was still talking as I'm hanging up. So mm-hmm. I had to bring the phone back to my ear. I'm like, and I thought to myself in my head, I go, We've had this conversation now. You have told me you don't want to do business on Sunday. I'm saying no problem. Let me go.
Right.
You don't have to explain one more thing
right.
to me.
Plus,
you can just say I'll be there on Monday
right.
to give me a damned thing.
Right.
And I'm also offended by him in a couple different ways.
Yeah.
The first way was, if you don't want to do work on Sundays, I'm totally cool with it. Put it in your damn voicemail.
Right, right.
And I don't have to go worrying around.
And also,
I don't know what happened to the world, but guess what? People who do your lawns are not your next door neighbor's 12-year-old boy.
Not anymore.
No. It's grown men who have either it's their full-time job
yeah.
or side hustles.
Right.
And so guess what? I assume then you got stuff going on. And I can call you because you're not doing your
well. Not
your
only
history
that,
homework.
But they have a big home.
Yes,
we know that the wife doesn't
yes.
work.
I was slightly offended by him, though.
Yeah,
but I controlled my energy.
Yeah,
because I'm just like, but he put me on the wrong path. Because I'm just like, yeah. if you're gonna set me up to make me look like a jerk,
yeah,
then at least tell me on your fucking voicemail,
yeah,
that hey, by the way, we don't conduct business on Sundays. I will get back to you as soon as I can.
Although he did call about 8 a.m. on Monday morning.
Oh, he certainly did.
Yeah,
which is fine because we work for ourselves, and guess what? I'm up at 4:30, trying to get everything else going in the
right.
world. So my days never. Stop. And I'm okay with that because I can take, listen, I choose to do my life the way I do it.
Right.
I can meditate from 3:30 to 4:30 every single day if I want to.
In the morning?
At night. In the
night.
Afternoon.
Yeah.
I feel like I need a nap and then we go, not a nap, a meditation.
Right. That's what we say. We don't call them naps anymore.
So, but it was weird.
Are you meditating?
He also rubbed me
yes.
the head. He rubbed me the wrong way too because when he came by and we're discussing price, we always hit our guy up who did our lawn with cash.
Yeah. He wanted cash. We gave him cash.
And we
cash.
Paid him that day, at
right.
that moment.
Right.
Where somebody's usually
and
home.
And if somebody wasn't, we left it in the mailbox.
Yeah,
or
we
whatever.
Took care of him right away.
Right.
We thought, and he was adamant. I'm like, hey, how do you want us to pay? You want us to pay you right then? Because usually I'm home or my dad's home. Somebody's home. We can pay mm-hmm. you right then and there. I can just give you cash.
Yeah.
He goes, well, I would prefer to just bill you unless you have a problem with money. And I'm going, and I started giggling.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I don't know what kind of problem I'd have with money.
Mm-hmm.
To, and I just saw.
Yeah,
got,
whatever that meant.
I said, and I'm just like, and I'm cutting him slack. So I'm like, he's a Mennonite. Meaning this.
I know.
I don't know what kind of devilish plan he thinks I'm involved in.
Yes.
You know.
Because you're of the world.
I'm of the world. I must have 1,000 credit cards everywhere. And, you know, which, all right, we do have a Kohl's at JCPenney. But damn them for offering us 40% discount if you open up a store card. You know, come on.
What is the problem? What is that with? What is going on there?
They just think if they get you. And I bring this up now because we finally got a Kohl's card.
Yeah.
Because we were JCPenney people forever.
Yeah.
And then our JCPenney closed down and now we only have a Kohl's.
Right.
I still prefer JCPenney, but, you know, Kohl's.
Yeah. They're right next door.
They're right next door. Yada, yeah. yada, yada.
Yeah.
But I remember. So this conversation is going on. Paint a picture. And I'm giggling because I don't know what he's thinking of me, that I can't, that
yeah.
I want to just pay him cash
yeah.
by, like,
he, I don't even know what he's thinking.
$120 a month for you to do our lawn
yeah.
for the month. We'll write you a check. No problem. And then it was so funny because right on cue, Mom, you stick your head out the window and you're like, hey, we'll pay him cash every single time he comes. And I said, Mom, slow your roll. Slow the roll.
That's not what she's looking for.
He's not looking for this. He's looking for, at the end of the month, his wife, I'm thinking, could be wrong,
yeah.
will take all of his invoices,
right.
send out the bills, And then we'll write him a check. Yeah. He'll get it. And then that's how life will go on.
Yeah. Okay, so we're blaming the, in some sense, we're blaming the fact that he's a Mennonite. Or we're cutting him slack because he's a Mennonite. But he could just be a lazy-ass worker. But then again, here's what we did. Mm-hmm. Okay. So we went to the courthouse.
Yes.
Because he just moved in last year.
Yes.
And we went to see how much he paid for that house.
Yes.
Because we know that his wife doesn't work.
Right.
They just
probably don't.
Probably don't. Yeah. So he's got this lawn business.
Yeah.
And so we know how much he paid for that house. And we're like, oh, he needs to work.
We didn't go do that specifically to figure out how much we have to pay him. That wasn't why we looked at the price of his house, because we were nosy. No, we were thinking of getting information about how much our house is worth.
Right.
And, we were doing some...
He has a Cape Cod.
We were doing some comps. Why pay a realtor to do this when you can do it yourself?
Well, we have two Cape Cods in the area.
Yes.
And we're just curious.
Just curious if our appreciation has gone up.
Yeah.
And it has.
It has.
So,
yeah.
Yay. Awesome on that.
But just so happened that we knew how much he paid for that house.
I think what happens is this. You have an awkward situation.
He's awkward.
And you keep having it. And then you try and go, is there a reason for this awkwardness?
Well, he also said this, I don't pick up sticks.
Yes.
And you have a pile of sticks in the way.
Right.
And it was a pile of sticks that we had put together to take in the wheelbarrow.
Yes.
To put to the burn pile.
And there was also a pile of sticks that Norm said he picked up. And then I went back. I'm like, I don't know what pile sticks. Of sticks. I mean, listen, we live in a wooded lot.
Yeah.
Picking up sticks could be an 8-hour day.
It is.
Every single day.
Exactly.
I get you. And is there a machine that you could, is there a lawnmower that picks up sticks? You know how, out in, they have road cleaners, road sweepers.
Yeah.
We really could use a lawn sweeper that would just pick up all the sticks.
I know.
I would pay good money if you have somebody come out and do that.
Yeah.
Maybe they pick up the dog poop as well. That would be lovely. Oh,
that'd be
as
lovely.
Well. Yeah. Yeah. So.
Awkward.
Yeah.
He's an awkward dude.
I just want to say one thing. We're having one of the worst days.
This is the worst day of the year.
For Lost Nation.
Yeah.
Where we live.
Where we live is the worst day. We've been here 20-something years.
Yes.
Every day. It's the
first Saturday.
First Saturday of May.
Yes.
Is our
annual garage
sales.
Yes.
Everybody has garage sales. Everybody comes to the garage sales and you can't get out of the complex.
And every year we contemplate having one. Now we've had one once.
Did we?
Yeah. We made a couple $100. We
sold a golf cart last year.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Not last year, 2 years ago.
That was 2 years ago.
Right.
Because there was oh my God. No. What happened to 2020?
I literally compressed. I have no idea.
I don't even remember it.
I know. I almost wish I did remember it because I think it would have been transformative. If I could have transformed it.
Yeah, instead.
But it just was COVID year.
Yeah.
It was just COVID year.
Yeah. It was like a high fructose.
Yes.
Corn syrup.
It was, rations. It's like, oh, we may not live out this year. Let's have a brownie. Why not have a brownie? So I, when you said going back to this gentleman, I think having these awkward moments, feeling like he's making judgment calls on me that I'm not, or I'm inferring stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know am I inferring it or am I, what's the other phrase? I don't know. But suggesting it, and I'm just like, well, hey, I'm like, dude, I don't know. Just tell me what you want.
Yeah.
And I'll give you what you need.
If we can.
If we can.
Yeah.
And it's so cute because you're already like, I'll find somebody else.
Yeah.
And I hate that. I hate, because it just feels like it's upping
The ante.
It's just the lawn. He'll do a good enough job.
Yeah.
I don't want to put the hassle of finding somebody else.
The other guy that we could choose lives in our complex. No, we had two guys. One guy lives in our complex and he has all the equipment, but he's known as a notorious hothead.
Wonderful, which I always do well with those guys.
Kind of like wife beater,
yeah.
Hothead. And we
and
thought,
I'll give you a scenario.
I'm not naming names.
No, but it was kind of funny because he lives in the first house as you enter.
Right.
And it used to be our, like, board house. Like, you know, you had meetings there and it was yes. a show house to come right. and see the complex.
Right.
And it's a nice home, but it's yes. definitely dated, but it's nice.
Yes.
But anyway, Doug and I were driving in the complex. And I caught him taking a selfie of himself topless out in his, you know, he had lowered his pants and he was taking it. And he has a hot body. I'm going to yeah. give him that.
Oh, he's
but
cute.
He's got to be cute. In his mid-40s. And at yeah. some point, yeah. does this still work?
Well,
does
here,
the selfies at
I'll
40
tell you,
do,
you know? No, I'm going to tell you why I like him, even yeah. though he's a hothead. He really keeps his house up.
His lawn
and his
looks
yard
impeccable.
Looks great. His yes. body looks great. He has those two Mercedes.
Yes. He's like us because he's not perfect. He's like he doesn't have well manicured
right.
Shrubs,
right.
but everything's pristine.
It's crisp.
It's
yeah.
crisp.
Yeah.
So and he doesn't have the brand new Mercedes. He has a little older one, but
right.
it's a great one.
Yeah.
Just like ours.
Just like ours.
So
yeah.
he is kind of our.
Yeah.
And the truth is, given a certain
and me,
day,
I'm a hothead.
I was gonna say you're a hothead.
Yeah.
You're a redheaded, blooded Italian hothead.
Yeah.
We all know it. We're all afraid of you. We
yeah.
get you. That's why you're attracted. I would have gone to him. But I couldn't get his number on his door, which he should have had some kind of number.
He should
to
have
call.
Had number on his truck or something.
I would have called him. I would have called him first.
Yeah.
The other guy across the street, he has a trailer out with his phone number on it,
yeah.
and he's the reason why I called.
Yeah.
And he should have had he should have said a do not disturb on Sundays on his damn voicemail.
Or on his truck even.
Or on his truck.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We did have a third choice, but the third choice is this other guy. We call him Brainscum. It's a variation of his last name.
Yeah, it's not. That's not his name.
We're not going to tell you his name, but we call him Brainscum.
Yes,
it's a variation. Of
yes,
his name.
I get you, Mom. It kind of sounds like Brainscum, but it's
but,
not.
But he does lawns.
Yes.
However,
kinda
in the complex, he is known as a real busybody.
Yes.
Like not
everybody's business.
He knows everybody's business. He wants to get in everybody's business.
Yep.
And he's tried a couple times to get in our business.
Yep.
And we just decided not to do that.
I agree. Because the truth is we don't tell anybody our business, so then they'll have to make something up.
Yeah.
And then those stories. And then it gets a little Grey Gardens up in here, you know, and it's not. It's not Grey Gardens up in here, but it could get a little Grey Garden-y on the surface. So I'm just like, let that go.
Yeah.
So can I change a little bit topic?
Sure.
I've kind of been struggling with this last week.
What?
I know. Okay, so you guys know, which I have to do. This is I have to pay my tithe for April because I've been very good this whole year, giving
10%. Yeah,
you have. And I didn't do April yet because I do it at the end of the month. And today's it's the first.
It takes you all month long to
no.
collect it.
I don't want to do it in little dribs and drabs.
Right.
I want to do enough,
right?
So it makes a difference.
Yes.
Kind of,
right?
But I that's the way I do it.
What are you choosing to do this month?
I have no idea yet.
Oh.
I'll go to my different. I mean, but the problem is because I've got two problems that have arises for me tithing. And you've always been a generous person already, is that now the only thing that we get in the mail are people asking for our money.
Oh, I know, Julie.
And there's a million causes out there.
Oh, my God.
A million. So we get information about how to be a better, healthier senior. And, hey, you know, the smile train.
Yeah.
The polar bears.
Yes.
You know, veterans.
Yes.
I've gotten something from the fire department.
Yes.
To help their causes.
The
UNICEF police. Just gave me one yesterday.
Wounded. Did we say veterans?
Yes.
Yeah.
And UNICEF is having a push for malaria, but I already donate to this malaria program
yeah.
that is supposedly the best. Like
the
they'll take your money.
The best
and
malaria
bless
program.
Yeah, the best malaria program.
Like for every $5 or $10 you send, one person lives.
Yes. I'm like, oh my gosh.
So far, Julie's got a small tribe
yes.
of people that she saved.
I hope they get a little pin saying, saved by Julie. Saved by Julie, because then more people
and
will give.
And then you have that kid like Osvaldo or whatever
yes.
that lives in Puerto Rico.
Guatemala. No, he's in Honduras, I think.
Honduras.
Yeah, and I would
and
like to
been,
give more to him, but I don't know how to do that.
You've been schooling him for, like, I don't know, he's probably
yes.
in fifth or sixth grade.
Right.
He was a baby when you first started taking care of him.
A baby. Well, they've changed kids. I used to have one kid that was called something else.
Oh, no.
This kid's what called happened? Dante.
What happened to?
No, not Dante. I mean, no. He. Who knows what happened? I just know that at some time, I used to get a picture of this one kid, and now I get a picture of a different kid.
Oh, no.
Unless it's a bait and switch. Like, hey, you're not going to know this. So I'm supposed to, I'm not good at the next part, which is like, oh, writing little letters and all that right. stuff. The kid doesn't give a kid.
He was trying to get to America. They found him in that one, in one of those, when that big ship sank.
Oh, gosh.
They opened up the cargo hatch, and there were a lot of the kids that were trying to.
Sure, Mom. Are you talking about the one in Egypt, that one?
That one that was like, what? The one that was sinking or, stuck sideways.
Yes, in the dam. Yes. That one in the canal.
Yes.
Okay.
Is that Egypt?
That was not
the banana. A little bit out of the way.
I want to go. He got there and then came. I'm like, you go, mister. He's like, boy, this container is taking a long time.
He's like, I might just get out of Egypt.
But I'm curious, what would I do, though, if I ever got a letter from him saying, hey, do you think you could, you know, help me come over?
We got the upstairs apartment.
Yes. And I would say, jackpot, because my mom is wanting a younger kid. Are you willing to do the yard work? Because if you're willing to do yard work, she'll embrace you as
a
grandchild.
Yard work, I got
willing
painting.
To do yard work. Yeah.
I'm sure he'd be happy to do that.
Well, not yet. He's still literally like 10 years old.
Yeah, but you were doing shit like that when you were 10.
I remember.
I think Gregory put a new roof on when he was 10.
Yes. I remember specifically, we were living in this one apartment in Bolingbrook. And so I had to be like 6 or 7 at the latest. Mm-hmm. So I was probably 6.
Yeah.
And I remember crying to you because I had plugged in the vacuum cleaner because I was vacuuming. And I electrocuted myself because I touched the outlet when it was plugged in.
Yeah.
And I went crying to you and I sat in your lap for a while. And then you pat me on the head and the back. And you said, you're okay.
Yeah, you get back. Yeah,
go back to vacuuming. And I'm like, okay, Mama, no problem.
I remember Greg came home with a broken collarbone from school.
Yeah.
And I remember, I think, since you're home, now's a good time to move these sofas and vacuum behind the thing. And he's like, I got a broken collarbone.
I broke my collarbone.
Just use the other side.
Yeah, you can use the other side.
Come on, kid.
Yeah. Well, you never wanted to make it too nice to stay home. But honestly, I always like staying home. You always make it like, you know, hey, come on. So anyway, that's been kind of interesting to have an abundance. So I've been kind of pissed that people are selling my name more. However, I'm in the, you know, I'm in the virtual reality world as a giver. Yeah. I'm now being asked to give.
Well, it could be partly my fault, too, because this one charity that I give to, they ask you for your special intentions. I think it's Saint Anthony or something. And so you write on the back, what are your intentions? And you know, so I'll write my intentions.
Oh!
And then like about a month later, I start getting you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, do you know why?
Each and every intention.
Yeah. Oh, is that the reason why?
What do you think?
Well, because I always think that you put down in your intentions, I've written my intentions. I've always written I want to be blessed to be a blessing.
Yeah.
So I want to be more of a blessing. Like you want to be more of a blessing? Well,
gotcha.
Here you go. So that makes sense, though. If you put down health or whatever, then you're like, okay, cool.
Yes.
Cool. I get you. I get you.
Possible.
So that's an interesting time. But I also want to say this. Do you know the Duggars? You remember those, right? 18 and counting or 19 and counting, those people.
Yes, the Duggars.
Yeah. So, you know.
Oh, the ones that, like, had incest and.
Yes, exactly.
They were marrying each other and all that stuff.
No, they weren't marrying each other.
No, they were. One of the sons was molesting the sisters.
Okay. Yes. That's not really the whole story.
Oh.
Okay, but that's kind of it. Yes. I mean, so his name is Josh Duggar. I want to talk about this a little bit.
Okay. I'll be quiet.
No, you don't be quiet. I don't want you to be quiet. But anyway, he was just arrested.
What?
Yeah.
The son that was the molesting the sisters?
Yeah. Now, okay. I just want to repeat this. Allegedly. Okay. He was not
allegedly.
So supposedly he was getting a little
trim.
The story was that he would like look at his sisters a little bit too weird. But he got caught because what it was his name came up in that Ashley Madison website scandal.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember
okay.
that. Okay. Yeah.
And see, the problem is he was the first one married, and he always knew he had a sex problem. He liked to have –
Sex.
Yes.
Did he wear one of those rings that – what are those, virgin rings? Or
oh, yeah. I mean,
purity rings?
Yes, because the Duggars are very religious.
Yes.
And all that stuff. Now, supposedly he just got arrested for child pornography. I have to tell you, I don't know what this means exactly, because what we know about this is that, he pleaded not guilty to receiving and possessing child pornography. Okay. He should just get out of the family, like, get out of the...
He
should change his name. He also...
How about Ugger Day?
Yeah.
Do it in pig Latin.
Right. I had seen this show off and on. I'm not a fan of the show. I'm not a fan of lifestyle.
Yeah.
Because there's...
I'm not a fan of that show either.
You know, it's fine. I mean, I've seen it, though.
Is he a flipper, the dad?
They have flipped before, yes. But mostly, let's just don't deny it, they got most of their money from this damn show. It's been going on for decades.
Right,
you know, whatever.
They pop a baby out. They get like,
their kids.
Can you do this at, you know, the start of the new season?
It's all a thing. It's all marketing, you know, but Dan Savage talks about this a little bit the reason why I said I don't want to talk too much about what his scandal is, because I don't know anything about it.
We can say
allegedly, but what I do know, when they say child porn, the person can be 17 years old. And I'm just like, that does not, when I think child porn, I think of 6-year-olds.
You think kiddie porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I guess that's different. Child porn is 17-year-olds. Right. Kiddie porn is like, ugh.
Yeah.
You know, but I think there's a difference.
Yeah.
I really do. Because. Yeah.
There's Jerry Lee Lewis porn.
Well, I mean, you think about, you know, Elvis
Presley.
You know, there's a lot of crazy stuff out there.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is. So
it's sort of below the Mason-Dixon line.
Yes. And so are they in more ways than one. But so this is going on. And when I heard the story, what I was shocked at mostly is that he said his wife was just recently had their 7th child. And I'm going,
wait,
oh my God.
No.
Josh Duggar has 7 kids already?
No. He's almost catching up to his parents.
And I thought they got divorced. Like, I would have thought they would have broken up by now, because it's
been scandal after scandal. What's he do for a living?
Doesn't matter. I mean, I think he owned a car dealership at one time.
Ooh.
You just set your kid, if you have enough money, you set your kid up to make enough money.
You buy him a bread run.
You buy him a bread run. You buy him a business.
Yeah.
And as long as they're not doing it up their nose. But I feel like Dan Savage talks about this kid once in a while.
What's he say?
He says if this kid would have been somebody else's child that wasn't so sex shaming, he may be able to have a normal sexual life.
Oh.
And he wouldn't be so... He wouldn't act out in such creepy ways because he has to be so controlled.
Right.
You know?
Like Donny Osmond.
Yes.
He got married at 18.
Yeah.
Right? He was horny.
Yeah.
You get married.
You get married.
You're horny.
Why did you guys get married at 19?
Horny.
You were horny.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. And nowadays, I think most people are like, you don't have to get married if you're horny. Just have birth control, you know, and then that season passes, and then you pick your mate for better reasons.
You upgrade.
You upgrade your mate choices.
You divorce better and better and better.
Yes. But so this kind of like, I feel sad for him because I know that he was brought up I mean, I also think he's creepy because he has taken this opportunity of being out there, and he's protested with his parents. He's shown how such a great Christian he is and all this stuff. In the background, he's got this huge kink and this huge itch that ain't able to.
Yeah.
And so, but in turn, because he can't be truthful with himself and everybody else, he causes this huge wake of shit in his path. You know, and it's like, dude, we're all in canoes and we're not turning with the wake. You know, you're going to tip us over. So that might be, I don't know. you know,
I'm not worthy.
So that's the thing. But so I'm just like, if he would have had different parents,
yeah,
that would have said, hey, okay, listen, you are sexually charged, kid. First off, we got to make sure that you are always wearing a condom.
Right.
Second of all, you've got to make sure that you're connected with people. Treat women kindly. They'll sleep with you, most right. likely.
Yeah.
Be kind to them.
Yeah.
You know, but I mean, the one thing I know is his wife, God bless her soul, has at least had sex with him 7 times. But I think she was open to him. They were both open to being very sexual together.
Uh-huh.
That's what she said in the show.
Uh-huh.
I saw a little tidbit of it. I don't know.
Right.
But he's.
Well, I had a therapist friend.
Yeah.
Who had a daughter who was wild child.
Yeah.
And what they did was, and she didn't want to finish high school.
Yeah.
And so she was acting out and doing everything. And they sat down and said, what is it that you need? And
right.
she said, I need my freedom.
Yeah.
So they said, how can we help you? They got her own apartment.
Okay.
They said, what kind of a job do you have? Because if you're not going to finish high school this way, you've got to work.
Yeah.
And she goes, I want to be in the hotel industry.
Yes. So she was a maid.
So she got just a maid.
Yeah.
But she worked her way up to, like, behind the counter.
That's lovely.
Yeah. She got her GED.
Yep.
And they made sure she was on some kind of birth control.
Right.
And just sort of contained that mess.
Well, see, here's the thing. In some ways, you just have to get your kid to 25, 26.
Yeah.
Because then your hormones balance out.
The amygdala?
Yes.
The frontal lobe
fully develops.
Right.
And I appreciate, because I know those two therapists, and they were very Catholic at some point.
Yes.
And so they were pretty straight-laced.
Right.
But they at least were open to their children not being perfect.
One was a former nun and one was a former monk.
Yeah. And so they could have tried to force their kid to be a certain way.
Right.
They go, what do you need to be sane and to be safe?
Right.
Because
I thought that was the best
way
possible.
Oh, my God. And see, you didn't have that problem with your two kids. You're like, how do we rebel? Kids, here's your 15. Here's the car keys. Go buy groceries for the week. All right. Awesome. Awesome. And you know what? As you're going out, I'm giving you an extra $5 to buy whatever you want. All right. Okay. We just didn't have the, you know, hey, you want to rebel? I'll get you a job that only 18-year-olds can get. What? So you had a way of pushing us out.
Yeah.
To just giving us enough tension.
To hang yourself.
To hang yourselves. Exactly.
Give you enough rope to hang yourselves.
Exactly. So then I was also watching, you told me last week you brought up a show. I think you brought up a show last week called My Dad Embarrasses the Hell Out of Me.
Yes.
Something like that. Dad, stop embarrassing me.
Yes.
What's the guy's name? Can't think of his name.
Jamie Foxx.
Who I adore. Jamie yes. Foxx, 52, 53 years old.
Yes.
And he is so in his body. I'm so jealous. His knees are little. He just jumps around. And yeah. I just love him.
To move like that.
And he looks so fine in glasses. And you get that because he has his own glass line.
He's got his own glasses line. I told Dad, can you get some glasses like Jamie Foxx?
What'd he say?
I'll
try. And he goes, Chrissy, can you get me some glasses?
Put that on your list.
Put that on your list, will you please? So anyway, I'm watching this show because you said it was horrible, a train wreck.
I saw his train wreck, yeah.
So you said, Julie, watch a couple episodes with me. And
yeah.
I did.
Yeah.
I didn't think it was as bad as you thought it was.
I know.
But I
set you up, though, to like it.
Yes. You said it was so horrible. I'm like, oh, I actually ended up laughing 2 or 3 times because it was so ridiculous.
Yeah.
But they were talking about going to church. The oldest daughter did not want to go to church because she does not believe in God anymore,
right.
but believes in yoga, which...
Hot yoga,
which I didn't know that was a God thing, but
it was spiritual, she said.
I have been doing yoga off and on since I was 8 years old, and never did I correlate yoga with spirituality.
Right.
I don't know. I must have missed that boat.
Right.
Because Christians think yoga is a replacement for spirituality. Right. The real, like, evangelical Christians, I guess.
They think it's sort of evil.
Yeah. I just thought it was stretching.
Right.
I must have missed that boat.
Yeah.
But I know some people think it is a spiritual awakening.
Right.
I've never felt that. Right. I've always felt like, oh, this is a good stretch.
Right.
Oh, my hips are tight. Yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyway, but in this one episode, Jamie Foxx is now, you did not get this because you saw
this.
Wanted to see the specific episode because they're going to church and the daughter is also saying, I'm tired of the preachers being wealthy and all this stuff and having planes and all this stuff.
Right.
And I immediately get a twinge because a couple of preacher guys I love.
I know. I knew you would.
They're always like asking for plane funds.
They already have these big jets.
Yes. And they feel like the bigger the plane, the faster they can get to their other place and make more money. They don't say make more money.
Save more souls.
Spread the word.
That's right.
I literally was donating this one guy because I felt like he had a really great sermon. And I was like, and at the bottom it says where to put your money towards.
Right.
And I usually put towards a certain fund.
Right.
The last fund was plane fund.
Yes.
I'm like, oh, you know what? Thank you for just coming out.
Right.
Because I don't really want my money to go to for a plane fund.
Right.
Because I sometimes feel like I get the idea not to have to, listen, if Greg Garagos, is that his name? That lawyer.
Garagos.
Yeah. Is his name first name Greg?
I don't think so.
No, I don't think so either. Uh-huh. I can't think of his first name.
No.
But Garagos.
Yeah. Is it Michael?
No. If he can have a plane, then why can't preachers have planes?
Right.
I'm okay with it all.
I'm disappointed that people think that preachers can't be...
It's a business.
...wealthy.
Yeah. And at some point...
I mean, like, you think about the church.
Yeah.
The Catholic Church.
Yeah.
Okay. The Vatican.
Yeah.
Biggest, richest MFers, like amazing, right?
Yeah, you know.
And yet you go to a parish and they're like, oh, we made $116 on our bake sale.
Right.
Thank God. Praise the Lord.
Right.
You know, you're like, well, I don't get it.
You know,
like, where is the disconnect between parishes? That, like, literally, they make you feel like they're struggling.
Oh, I agree.
You know?
And see, I'm getting older.
And they pay millions to pay off.
The crime,
sex abusers or whatever. Whatever.
I know, totally get it.
Yeah.
Because what happens is you got 95% of the people trying to support a good, healthy parish and do good works.
Right.
And then you got 5% doing bad stuff and then paying out horrendous,
Funds.
I can't think of the name of it, but settlements in some sense.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying they don't deserve it, but it's just like, hey, let's not do those things.
Right.
Because I can't bake enough cupcakes to cover that nut.
Exactly.
All right. Let's just. If I could, I would have, and our life would be a lot better.
But they did say, though, like, that was her big thing. I don't want, preachers.
Now I can understand that in some sense because, like, if you're an environmentalist or kind of thinking about being an environmentalist, France, they just canceled any flight that you can drive your car 2 hours away.
Yeah.
So, like, some people take a flight from Chicago to Bloomington, let's say.
Yeah.
Well, no.
Or Springfield.
Yeah. No. Those flights are canceled because you can drive there.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, that's interesting.
Yeah. You know what that means, though?
Uh-uh.
The camper business is going to be shooting through the roof.
That's what we're banking our money on.
That's right.
We're putting all our money in RV share. All of it. We're letting it ride. So anyway, the show, I have to say, kind of at the end, the girl decided to go to church anyway, I think.
Mm-hmm, she did. Contemplate,
because she wanted to be part of the family.
Yeah.
Because church is more than just... This.
Yes.
You take
church is community.
Yeah. And you take God away, then what are you going to replace it with?
My mom used to say church is to marry and bury you.
And I agree. There's best part of it. But I also feel like if you take church away, you better replace it because something will replace it for you.
Yes.
Because each one of us in some sense, they talk about having a God particle in your brain.
There is a God particle.
Yeah, you know, like there's a, you know, you want to have that.
I don't know what
that,
they call it, but.
Well, and it could be deep.
Search
it could
be, for something.
Yeah, a deeper meaning of something. Yes, whatever
yes,
it is.
Right, right.
And if you don't find it in God or a deeper spirituality or whatever, you're going to find it in the mushrooms.
That's
you're going
right.
to try and find it in the pot. You know,
ayahuasca.
You're going to find it in sex. There are people out there that find God in all different ways, in money, in this, in
I know
that.
You said pot. I just want to say one thing before closing.
Sure.
One of your faux relatives.
Yeah, my faux relative.
Had to be evicted
yes.
from her duplex.
Yes.
Because the neighbors complained about the continual pot smell.
Yes.
And she had to leave.
Uh-huh.
And now she lives in a standalone home.
Yes. And now she's happy.
And now she's got her pot. She can smoke all she wants.
And not
just
to correlate.
Say,
not to correlate. She does not believe in God.
And she does not believe in God. She is an atheist pot smoking.
Yep. And I said, well, that's interesting. I want to know more about her because I want to know. And I'm also going to, I want to know how it evolves, mm-hmm. you know, because I believe in God, not mm-hmm. because of the afterlife, because I believe in God because it helps me now.
Right.
You know, it helps me now. I don't know what happens when I'm dead. You know,
you're just kind of hoping that you're.
Well, I only know
you're kind of rolling the dice on that one.
I don't know. I mean, I have faith.
Yes,
but faith means I don't know. I don't have evidence.
No, that's right.
That's the whole thing of the saying.
Faith is the evidence.
Faith is the evidence.
That's right. What is it? What's the line? Faith is the substance of things unseen, or the evidence. Faith is. There's a quote.
Yeah, you're
it.
Almost there. You
yeah.
got it.
Faith is
well,
the substance.
Also in Constantine, when Archangel Michael is talking to Constantine,
mm-hmm.
he goes, I say she because it's played by a woman,
mm-hmm.
But he.
A they.
A they. He, and he goes to you know, Keanu, Constantine, he goes, you don't have faith in heaven. You know there's an afterlife. There's a big difference. And the reason why is because he had tried to kill himself and he went across and he was going to hell.
Oh, so he saw.
He saw.
Yeah. Can I say one thing, though?
Yeah.
You said Archangel.
Oh, Archangel.
Sorry about that.
Thank you, Archangel.
Sorry, Archangel Michael.
Archangel Michael, sorry about that. Archangel Michael. So, girlfriend, how was the show?
Oh, Archangel Julie. It was great.
It was great.
It was great. It was great. It was great. It was great.